that when you enjoy success in life, for them it's absolutely sweet just to see you succeed in life. They will be so happy at your success. A father will cry at the success of his child. And that's when you reach the pinnacle of life. Let's look at the flip side. When the world turns against you and nobody wants to look at you, the only two individuals who will still love you like the day you were born, is none other than your parents. When nobody wants to look at you, they will stand by you. When the world is praising you, we can only imagine what will be the praise of our parents. And then we look at the words of Tawus ibn Kaysan, a great tabi', when he said, "Inna min as-sunnati an nuwaqqira arba'atun." It is part of the sunnah and the nature of our deen that we respect to the best of our ability four categories and four groups of people. And why I want to run you through these four groups is, one is we have the issue with regards to respect and honor of our parents. But today society is facing many, many challenges. And every group of individuals that we will discuss from Tawus, from the words of Tawus ibn Kaysan, is what we will see the exact opposite of currently in society. He said, number one, al-alim. You need to respect a scholar to the best of your ability. Today even the authority of a scholar is questioned. Who's that Mulana? Who's he? What gives him the right to say this? What gives us the right to ever question that individual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with knowledge, with the understanding of the Quran and Sunnah? We have to respect the scholar to the best of our ability, because the simple question is, what would we ever do without our scholars? How will we ever achieve true guidance? How will we ever be guided in life without the help of our scholars? The second thing, second group of individuals, Tawus says that wa dhu shayba. You need to respect old individuals. Today what a youngster will say, that old bali, I mean, well, he don't know what he's saying, man. Don't worry about him, he's an old man. But you need to respect the elderly. This is part of the nature of our deen. Through the old people, we receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is through them that the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is descending. We need to respect them, we need to secure their du'as. And then he said, was sultan, you need to respect the authority that's above you. That's part of the teachings of your deen. And the fourth and most important category, he says, wal walid. You need to respect your father to the best of your ability. How can we ever question the authority of our fathers? These are such great ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. They say that the only time in life that a man will realize that maybe his father was right is when he has a son thinking that he is wrong. Then he realizes that, you know, now I'm looking back in life. The only time he realizes that his father was right is when he has a son who thinks that he is wrong. So while we have these individuals in front of us, let us take the opportunity to mend the relationship with them, or to build on the relationship that we already have with our parents. What is the level of respect in particular with regards to your father that we need to carry out and we need to be doing? A man, Aisha radiallahu anha says that a man came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ma'ahu shaykhun kabirun. There was an old man accompanying him. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man hadha ma'aka? Who's this man with you? Who's this old person accompanying you? He said, Abi, this is my father. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if that's your father, fala tamshi amamahu. Look at the respect and look at the honor that you need to give to your father. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never ever walk ahead of your father. Don't even walk next to him, walk behind him. Never walk ahead of your father. Now let's take a modern day scenario. Father and son are invited to a place, or they go to the same place. The son will walk in first. Where's your father? No, shame, he's battling, he's on his way, he'll be coming now. He'll be here shortly, you know, he's taking time to come. فَلَا تَمْشِي أَمَامَهُ. Look at the level of respect, don't walk in front of him. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا تَدْعُهُ بِإِسْمِهِ. Never address your father by his name. That's absolute disrespect. Address your father by honorable titles, my beloved father, Abi or Abba, whatever terminologies we are used to in society, with the greatest of respect. And at this moment, you know, I remember when we were studying, my respected and honorable Ustad, Mulana Mansur al-Haq Sahab, one day we were sitting in class and he overheard us. You know, youngsters, we have that, sometimes they talk slang and we have funny, names for individuals. So we were speaking about our fathers and we said, you know, my Bali, I mean, many people now, you know, will relate to this. He heard this and he became extremely upset. He said, such an honorable title Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to use. My beloved father, my beloved mother, with utmost respect and care. And he says, you all have changed that to something so terrible it sounds to. He say, my belly, you know, he couldn't really pronounce it properly. He said, how can you use this title? It's against the respect of your father to even use that when addressing him. La tad'uhu bi ismihi. Never call your father by his name. And then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا تَجْلِسْ قَبْلَهُ. Never sit before your father. Never take a seat before your father is seated. And then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never ever be the cause of verbal abuse being hurled against your father. And there it's explained as you Insult the father of somebody else and he in return insults your father. Never ever be the cause of that. That was the advice of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But it's very unfortunate that sometimes that's not what we witness in. We witness in direct verbal abuse against parents. That it's not that you took off with somebody, you insulted somebody else's father, they repaid you and they insulted your father. No. Parents have been insulted directly by their children. What a level we've reached when this is the teachings of our deen, that this is the level of respect that needs to be carried out to both our parents, but more specifically today we're speaking about our fathers. There was an old man who lived with his son and his family. Now he became old. We know when people become old, they don't have the strength that they once had in life. They don't have the vigor that they once had in life. Things become difficult. So as we mentioned, that father who had so much of strength once upon a time to take his child and throw him up in the air and catch him, that same father will find it difficult to hold a stick and walk. That father now will become hunched. When you look at the hunched back of your father, what do you see? Ask yourself the question, how did that man get old? How did he age so fast? How did that back become hunched? Working for who? Providing for who? It was working for you. It was providing for you. If every man had to take care of only himself, then every person would have led a much more healthier and a longer life. But a father is breaking his back for his children. Every man builds his life centered around his children. How many a man will build his life centered around his parents? Every man, every step of the way, with regards to his earnings, with regards to his quality time, with regards to the way he builds his house, every step of the way his only concern is, I need to worry about my children, I need to provide for them, I need to give shelter to them. So every man builds his life centered around his children. How many a man will build his life centered around his parents? Those individuals who were there every step of the way when we were taking our first steps in life, can we be there for them when they take in their last steps in this life? Can we be there for them every step of the way when they're on their last leg in life? That is what is the demand of children. One is the respect that the young children need to give to their parents. But now we're also speaking about when that man becomes a man himself and when he has to juggle a family. What about your parents? What about your duty to those parents? So this man was living with his son and his family. He was old, now he was becoming fragile. So every time he's sitting on the supper table and while eating, so he'll tip the glass over. So now the table cloth will get messed. Sometimes he'll drop the cup. The china ware is getting broken. Konin ware is getting broken. Money is being lost. It's becoming uncomfortable. Every day there's a scenario. So he takes a decision. He says, look, let's make a table on the side of the room. They put a wooden table, no table cloth. They say, okay, right, he's breaking a lot of dishes. Let's give him what we would say melamine plate and melamine cup so it won't break if it falls on the floor. And we'll seat him on one side so there's no mess, there's no fuss. He can mess himself there. We're comfortable over here. And they adopt this scenario and this method. Now there was a young grandson in the house, very fond of his grandfather, very fond of the old man in the house. He looks at this and he keeps quiet, he doesn't say anything. A few days later he's busy playing outside with all his tools and his blocks, and he had few pieces of wood, very, very busy, occupied. The father walks past his young son playing, says, oh my beloved son, what you doing? Son says, son, I'm very, very busy, I'm making something special. So the father says, oh my son, what's the special thing that you're making? So he says, no dad, I can't tell you now, let me finish it, it's a surprise. So the father is excited. I mean, we know how we relate to our children. He says, no son, tell me now, I want to know, I'm excited. I mean, what you making? He says, no, it's a special gift for you and mom. So then the father is still curious. He says, tell me son, what you making? The son says, I'm making a table for you and mommy when you all get old. It's a special table I'm making, I'm also going to put it in the corner. The father freezes there and then. Tears flow down his eyes, he doesn't utter a word, he turns around, he goes back to his room. Now that old man, you know, many a times our parents don't speak. And many a time, sometimes a parent even smiles, but behind that smile, there's an ocean of sadness. Sometimes a parent might be laughing, but there's an ocean of sadness behind that laugh. They don't speak, they don't express what's going wrong. Sometimes they really push to the limit and then they will express the heartache that they feel, the difficulty that they're going through in life. But in most instances, they'll be silent, they won't say a word. So this man, he felt it difficult all along, he never said a word. Now that night he comes into the dining room or the dining hall for supper. He looks at the corner, he sees there's no table there. Now this man fears the worst. He says, first they move me away from the table, it looks like there's no more place for me left in this house. So he looks at the corner, he sees no table there, he turns around now to move out of the room. The son wakes up with tears in his eyes, he goes forward, he holds the hand of his father. First he hugs his father, he says, oh my father, I need to ask you for forgiveness.